Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello everyone, hope you are fine and you have had a lovely week. I've had one. It's been a good one for me, especially the fact that we had an amazing month throughout the month of May, where we had lots of people coming into the studio and even talking to us, talking to our children, talking to all parents. And this show, of course, is the family room, where we talk about parenting, we talk about family life, and we also talk about children. We talk about relationships sometimes, you know, and we talk with an African heart and a global voice. I'm your host, Faye Kemi Bambushe, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to another time of another conversation about family. So, and this month is going to be a special one, because we're not talking about children, we're not talking about women, but we are talking about the people that actually makes the home, the people sometimes that are ignored, the people sometimes that, you know, a lot of people forget, because it's the men's month. And we're not just talking about fathers, we're talking about sons, we're talking about brothers, we're talking about husbands, we're talking about uncles, we're talking about mentors, we're talking about friends. Yes, friends indeed. So the men who show up every day in our lives, carrying responsibilities, expectations, dreams. And of course, they carry out challenges that are not always visible. And tonight, we begin a conversation that many families will recognize immediately. And that today, we're going to be talking about the pressure to provide when being a man feels heavy. I know this resonates with every man on earth, you know, whether even the teenagers, you know, the teenagers that are, you know, young men, our youth, that young men, it also resonates with them. And you know, in many homes, men are expected to be strong. You know, they're expected to be strong financially, they're expected to be strong emotionally, they're expected to be strong mentally, strong spiritually, yes, and sometimes strong for everyone. That is what everybody expects, that our men should be strong. But sometimes what happens when the strong man becomes tired? Feels overwhelmed when they cannot provide? Or what happens when carrying the weight of responsibilities starts affecting their well-being? What happens? So we're going to be saying so many things tonight, and I have someone also that is going to be joining the conversation, someone that's I respect also as a woman, and you know, he's been on this show before. So we're going to be doing a lot of reflections. We're going to be talking about men as provider or partner. We're going to be talking about the hidden cost of carrying responsibility, you know. So, and helping us to unpack tonight, we're going to get our guest to join us now so that he can, you know, unpack this tonight for us. So we're going to have someone who is a director in a media and a communication company. He's also a life coach. Is a youth pastor, you know, is someone that is also dear to my heart, because it's someone that mentors people. You understand? He mentors people. So, and we have no other person than Remy Olatunde. Hi, Remy, are you there?
Yes, Fee.
All right. Good evening. It's nice to have you again.
Yeah, it's my pleasure being on the show once again.
It's nice to have you. Thanks for coming on the show again. So, like I said, Remy Olatunde is a director in a media and communication company. He's a youth pastor and also a life coach. So, Remy, it's good to have you, you know, opening up. I think Lady Lights actually opened up the Children's Month, so it's good to have. No, it was Daniel. It was Ademola Daniel that opened up that particular month. So it's nice to have you opening up the series for the men this month. We're going to have a lot of amazing men, you know, joining us. Thank you for coming on the show once again. So let's start here. What do you think so many men carry? Why do you think so many men carry pressures, you know, silently? They are pressured, they are overwhelmed, but they keep quiet about it. Why do you think most men do that?
It's a privilege to be the one opening the show this month, like you introduced. Mm-hmm. Okay, so talking about men carrying pressure, you mm-hmm. see, the truth of the matter is that many men carry pressure silently because of a combination of social expectations, personal identity, learned behavior from childhood, you know, where we have been taught that strength means self-reliance. Mm. We often feel responsible for others, and we don't want to feel any. And then you also have the place of the fear of being misunderstood or being judged. Many times, we have to act strong, but we don't have strong emotional support networks.
Okay.
And then the truth of the matter is that men tend to express stress differently. And identity can be tied to performance. Hmm. Once you put all this together, you discover that you have a cocktail of serious pressure. And definitely, men don't talk.
Men don't talk. So from what you've said, so I would say that men also are vulnerable, you know, because, you know, like in this part of the world where I live in, they always feel the children are vulnerable, the women are vulnerable, the elderly ones are vulnerable, and they don't always classify men as being vulnerable. So how has that shaped the way men deal with challenges today? You know, because I, for one, growing up, many men were taught to be strong and not show that vulnerability. So how has that shaped the way, you know, the men deal with the challenges today?
The impact is still very visible today in our society. I mean, mm-hmm. when a child, a male child is growing up and you're saying man up, be a man.
You don't cry.
Yeah. And you talked about vulnerability. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on your definition of vulnerability. Men are also endangered species, if I may say that.
Yeah.
Like I said, the impact is still very visible today in our society. Mm-hmm. Many men, in the way they respond to adversity, failure, or emotional pains and responsibilities, you know, there are many men who become problem solvers rather than processing the problem, talking about it with people, but they just want to fix it, you know. Men often carry burdens alone because of that image of being self-reliant. You know, you don't bring any other person into your business and you want to just be the one to fix everything. Vulnerability can feel risky because success and self-worth becomes closely linked. You don't draw the line between, you know, what is the definition of success and what is the definition of self-worth as a man when they are linked together in the place of vulnerability, you know. So, like I said before, emotional expression also may take different forms. You know, it might be indirect for some men. So responding to dealing with the challenge of, you know, being vulnerable, a whole lot of men, it's always quite a kettle to handle, you know. Most times it is risky for men, sincerely, because of the expectation that society has placed on them.
Talking about society now, you know, as society placed unrealistic expectations on men when it comes to provision. You know, when people hear the word provider, they always say, they often think about money. They always think about is paying the bills, is paying the house rent, is paying the school fees. So, and then linking it with what you said about the society now. So would you say, as the society placed unrealistic expectations on men, you know, when it comes to provision?
It's a big fat yes. Big fat yes.
Are you saying that because you are a man?
Yes. You know, society has often reduced the idea of a man's value to his inability to provide financially. You know, and that can create expectations that are difficult and sometimes impossible. Impossible to meet for the man. You know, because historically, provision meant much more than any money. A provider was someone who contributed to the survival, security, and well-being of the family, not just providing finances alone. Today, however, the provision is frequently measured by income, by lifestyle, by possessions, and by status. And that is why you begin to have so many dysfunctional families all around in our own world. Yes.
I like that one. I like the point, you know, actually, because you're saying that it's not just about the provision for money. It's not just about well-being. So the society should now also understand that this man, actually, you mentioned survival, you mentioned security. I believe that those two points are very important points. So it's not just money, because I know because we have a man in the house, you know, when I sleep, I feel comfortable. If the man is not at home, sometimes I don't feel comfortable. Like, I was start, you know, going out. If I wake up in the middle of night, I'll just start picking and, you know, looking around and all that. But because of the fact that there's a man in the house, I just feel so. I like that point about survival and also security. And, you know, because go on.
Yeah, those are areas we don't look at, because many men receive the message that a successful man ends well. A successful man is a good husband, provides financially. You know, A responsible father never struggles economically. When incomes become the primary measure of value, you know, financial setbacks can feel like personal failures rather than normal life challenges.
Thank you so much. So I will also say that because behind many strong men, there are silent battles that nobody sees. So I would say that there are so many silent battles that nobody sees. Like, from what you have said, men are vulnerable. So, and because men are strong, so we're going to go on a quick break. We're going to play the music of a strong man, that is Flavor. Lion is here. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining me. Thank you everyone that have joined us on live on radio. We are not going to be live on TikTok and on Instagram today, but definitely next week we'll be live on TikTok and Instagram. But please stay tuned. I will be right back. So let's take it away with Flavor. Lion is here.
I am too loaded to fail. I have confidence in me. You cannot wake a sleeping lion or doggy van van van. The man Ebu Baku Netagu. I am too lazy to quit. Ebu Baku Netagu. I have confidence in me. You cannot wake a sleeping lion or doggy van.
You're still listening to The Family Room on Radio Africana, where we talk about family life, we talk about parenting, and of course, we talk about children. We're not talking about children this month, we're talking about men. We're talking about strong men that have been providers, that have provided that security for us. We're not talking about fathers. We know it's Father's Month, we target as Father's Month, but we want to say it's Men's Month, whether you have a child or not. You are a man, and so you are meant to be celebrated. And we have no other person that has joined me in this conversation to kickstart this series for on Father's Month. We have no other person, Remy Olatunde. And please remember to follow Radio Africana on Facebook, on TikTok, and also on Instagram. And you can follow me, Feikemi Bangwishe. On Facebook and Instagram, it's Feikemi Bangwishe. And on TikTok, it's FK Mighty. And remember, all my shows, I always put them back after the show. I always upload on my YouTube channel. Remember to put on your notification button and also subscribe to my YouTube channel. So Remy, thanks once again for being here and staying with us to unpack all this. So now we want to talk about the hidden cost of caring responsibilities, because you know the pressure to provide when being a man sometimes feels heavy. I know, you know, being a man too, you've got a daughter, you know, sometimes you're looking at, oh, the school fees is looking at you in the eye, you're looking at you need to pay rent, and you're not going to start asking your wife to pay everything, you know, sometimes even if so, you know, that pressure is always been, will always be there. And sometimes does it actually feel heavy for you when you look at, I need to provide? How do you feel like,
you know, you don't want to fail anybody. You know the weight of responsibility that is on you. You know that people are looking up to you. You know that you know, apart from people looking up to you, like I said, you know, when we started this conversation, that the society has put you on a particular scale. The society has not only assigned role to you, they expect you to perform well in that role, because it is based on that that they will judge your success or failure. So definitely, it is always a burden being there to provide for others it is always a burden. And it's the huge one for that matter.
Okay, so what are some of the emotional costs that men pay when they constantly feel responsible for everyone else's well-being? I know sometimes, honestly, some men are not just, I'm sorry to say, some men don't want to be responsible, but I'm talking about responsible men now who takes on that burden. So what are some of the emotional costs when they have to just do everything? You have to help an uncle, you have to help your auntie, you have to help your wife, you have to help your children, you have to help, you know how it is. I know, you know, being someone that talks to you sometimes, I know how it feels like when you say, no, I need to do something for someone and all that. So what has, do you feel, you've been there before, so what are the emotional costs?
You know, I was just laughing here that maybe the reason why some men are not responsible or they're irresponsible, mm-hmm. they've counted the cost and they feel like, nah, I'm not paying this. Now, for those who are responsible that we're talking about, you know, when men consistently feel responsible for everyone else's well-being, family, partners, children, colleagues, even extended community, the emotional cost can become heavy over time, especially when there is little space for that man to process his own needs. You know, emotional suppression and numbness is one thing that you begin to feel. You know, you get to a place where I don't care attitude comes into it. You become numb, you suppress emotions and all that. You have chronic stress and mental fatigue. You have loss of personal identity because of that. Needs take over your own needs.
Chronic stress. To take
yes.
Wow.
There is a place of that isolation and emotional loneliness because you are up there, all eyes are on you, and you are the only one that they expect to do everything. If you don't do it, you are in trouble because the society has given you that label of Mr. Performer. You know, there is the place of anxiety around failure because of your role. And then over time, you begin to have resentment and emotional overload. Resentment of the fact that everybody expects this of you. And, you know, they expect you to, at times, it's as if they expect you to perform magic or do the impossible.
Wow.
But you don't stop.
But does that affect the man's confidence, the man's identity, and even his relationship? Does that happen to men?
It does. Financial pressure can significantly affect a man's confidence, his identity and relationship, especially when money becomes tied to his sense of worth or the role that he's performing as a father, as a husband, as probably a brother or as an uncle and all that. You know, each time people come to you and the answer they get is he couldn't deliver. It becomes a wave on you know. It becomes a serious wave on you. Financial pressure often attacks confidence in subtle ways, you know, that men cannot even define themselves. You know, a man may start doubting his own decisions. You know, he may avoid, he may feel behind compared to his peers. You know, all these things are things that go into you know, the psychology of a man when it comes to being a provider. Yeah.
But in all this now, I would say that from what I'm seeing from everything that you say now, that means the man will easily get exhausted. So if the man is exhausted now as a result of all this, especially when they can't meet up with their financials obligations. So what signs do we look out for as women? What signs should our children look out for? What are the signs that the man is struggling emotionally but hiding it well? Because some men don't hide it. They will just tell you straight off. So they will misbehave. Some men don't hide, they misbehave. They will say things that they don't mean to say because they are frustrated.
Let me tell you something to that. Mm-hmm. It's better when a man, you know, is able to open up and say, look, I am going through this. Mm-hmm. This is the pressure. But when they don't open up to talk because of ego, because of the way they've been built to always be self-reliant, to always take care of fixed problems and all that, the way you begin to know, you understand, is it manifests through certain you know, traits, certain characters. You begin to see unnecessary anger, you know, issues that, you know, naturally he will not be angry about.
And he just will flares be petty up. About it.
Exactly, he becomes irritable. You know, he, you know, there is overworking when a man now, you know, concentrate on work and just dig into work and use work to cover up any other thing that is feeling. These are signs. When a man is withdrawn and becomes silent, there is something going on inside. And then at times, he will be excessive focus on a hobby just to distract himself, you know.
Maybe that's when he'll start going out to meet friends and to do some other things, you know, to take him off the pressure and the stress, the emotional troubles.
They begin to see a man keeping late nights, visiting the pub regularly, and all that. There is something going on, especially if that had not been a pattern in his life before then. Then there is the place of physical exhaustion that you have to look out for. Okay? Often what appears to be indifference in a man is actually stress that has not found a healthy outlet.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. But before we go on another break, I want you to just tell us, have you encountered any man who appeared strong on the outside? Have you encountered men, you know, you've been a youth pastor and a life coach, have you encountered any man, you know, who appeared strong and appeared, you know, good on the outside, but they are carrying significant burdens internally? And have you ever encountered people like that?
Yeah, several. Let me give you an instance. There was a man there is a man that I know who, looking at outside, you think all is well. Okay, he's a father of three kids, a beautiful wife, and all that, and nobody knew what was going on with him, you know, until we began to get reports that they saw him just walking, talking to himself, and walking, trekking miles, not on exercise, but just walking aimlessly on the streets. So eventually we had to step in, we had to, you know, bring in therapy and all that. At the end of the day, by the time, you know, the case was diagnosed and everything, we discovered that the guy was under severe pressure and nobody knew about it.
Wow. I've seen men. I just remembered now. I've seen a man before that actually walked away from the home and never came back to the house. Never came back to the family till date.
Exactly. There are cases like that.
Wow.
And it's as a result of what we're discussing today.
Wow. Okay. All right. So we're going to go on a break. I know you're still there for us today. And everyone listening to us live on Radio Africana, we're going to go on a quick break now. And we're going to be playing Papa, Bless Up by Papa. It's a ragga beat. So you're going to enjoy it. And when we come back, we're going to be doing the Family Games segment. So we'll be right back after this time. Don't go away wherever you are. And you're listening to us, don't go away. We'll be right back.
The one that can't come for still is sure. This a robbery, the whole of them for no sound. In this four now, time to get them phones and kick your door down. Niggas ain't running anymore now. Bang, bang, everybody kiss the floor now. It's a robbery. All eyes on me, yeah.
after you when you're fixing. I've been broken just for you. You're missing. Love will make it from the floor to the kitchen. Hey, so listen. Lately I've been thinking and I've been wishing you was here, cause I'm feeling like a victim. I can't seem to get you out of my system. Hey, you got me going back and forth. You know you got me going back and forth. Cause you got me going back and forth. You know you got us going back and forth. But I will, your love is always, always. You know it's love you. Always, always, always. You know it's love you. Always, always, always. You know it's love you.
Yeah, you're welcome back if you're just joining us. It's still the family room. And of course, you know, we're talking about husbands, fathers, you know, partners being providers in the house, you know, talking about the fact that even men are strong and they have their own emotional troubles and all that. And we need to recognize that. We've been talking about a lot of things and we had no other person but Remy Olatunde, who is a youth pastor and a life coach and, of course, a director in the media and communications company. And he's been telling us a lot that we need to learn, that we need to know about men, because we're not talking about women and children this month. And I believe we're not going to bore you, because the women have had their months, the children have had their months, so it's the family, it's the men's time now. So, and now we're going to now do the family game segment. Thank you. So today on the family's game segment, Remy, we're going to be looking at it's going to take another twist. The men, are they provider or are they partner? So that's what we're going to be. And I'm going to be giving you some questions. You tell me whether it is true or it is false. Because, you know, a man's value is determined by. So let me give you the first question. A man's value is determined by how much money he earns. Is that a true or a false statement?
That is false.
Mm. Why is it false?
It's not about money only. Mm. There are a whole lot of things that goes into it. Mm. It's not just about the money.
So if it's just value, the money, is more of identity, is more of character.
It's a whole lot of things bundled up together. Mm. You know, you have the place of the emotions. There is a whole lot that goes into the value that a man, you know, the self-worth, what a man is, his purpose, and all. So it can't just be money. It's not by how much money he earns. No.
Okay. All right. So my next question is not a true or false answer, but I'm going to provide you options. And you're going to tell me if it's all of the above or if you're going to pick one of the options. What is the most valuable thing a man can provide? I know if people have been listening, they will understand what you mentioned. Number one, the most valuable thing a man can provide. A, money. B, presence. C, guidance. D, love. And or all of the above.
You see, this question answers the first one that we just answered. Mm. For me, instead of saying all of the above, I'll pick love, because with love, you can get every other thing.
Exactly what came into my mind.
Yes, yeah. With love, you can get every other thing on this list.
Mm. Yes, because with love, you know, love is like, it's like an umbrella of everything. With love, the man will secure the family, secure the home, secure the wife, secure the children. With love, when the man has, for instance, a £50, the man will say, I want to spend £30 on my children. With love, even the man will love himself. So it's not just about providing. Yeah. If the man loves him first, so the man too will love himself first. So number three questions. The number three question is a true or a false answer. Can emotional support be considered provision?
True, yes.
True.
It is a huge part of it. Yeah. True.
Why did you say that?
Now, imagine a situation whereby you have a family, you have a wife, and a son, for example, and you are nowhere to be found emotionally supporting them. All you do is just dump money on them and you are out of the place. Where is the guidance? Where is the modeling? Where is the mentorship? Where is the building up of that family? Where is the support that you give the woman when she's down emotionally? So emotional support is a part of the bundle that comes with providing for the family.
So now let's wrap it all up. What makes a man feel appreciated?
It's a simple thing. Respect. Respect for the little that he does goes a long way to prep him up to do more. Just identify, you know, recognize what he's doing and respect him.
That's deep. So women, you're listening. Children, you're listening. Respect your fathers, respect the men in your life. Even if that man is your brother, respect him. And sometimes appreciation, you know, Remy, costs nothing, but it means everything. When you appreciate someone, when you say thank you to someone, when you appreciate that person with your time, when you appreciate that person with your money, it's cost nothing. It's actually cost nothing. So now let's quickly go into the men's corner. If a man is listening right now and feels overwhelmed by life's responsibility, what would you say to him?
You know, increasingly many men are redefining strength today because of the weight that tradition has placed on us. So rather than seeing strength and vulnerability as opposites, they see them as partners. I will say that a strong man can carry responsibilities, remain dependable, face difficult realities, ask for help when needed, and not feel little asking for help. And also express pain without losing dignity. It is very, very critical and important because in many ways, the strongest men are not those who never struggle. No. They are those who can acknowledge their struggles while continuing to move forward. It is very important for us to understand that.
So you said strong men are men who can acknowledge struggle. And you also mentioned that they carry, you know, responsibility, they remain dependable, and they ask for help. So now I want to ask you, on that point where you said they ask for help, why do men find it difficult to ask for help? Why do men find it difficult? I know some even will ask in a way that will be very annoying, you know. So, but why is it difficult for men to ask for help?
Because for most men, opening up feels like exposing a weakness in their lives. You know, they may worry about losing respect, you know, from others, appearing incapable. You know, they don't want to burden loved ones, and they don't want to be judged, you know. Even when family and friends are willing to help, these initial internal beliefs can make reaching out very, very difficult. And don't forget that because of the fact that men have been built from childhood to have some set of beliefs, our egos are bigger than anything that you can think of.
So you know your egos are bigger. Has your wife ever told you that you've got ego? You've got an ego?
Definitely, Definitely, there is no man that does not, you know, it comes with a package.
It comes with a package. That's the bad part of the package that annoys some of us, you know, sometimes.
It is, but part of the things that we have to work on to coexist and become
honestly, that ego part sometimes I can't deal with. So, but what role can family members play in supporting the men in their lives? What role can they play? What role can the children play? What role can the women play in supporting them?
You know, we mentioned, you know, something, you know, initially that you need to recognize and appreciate the little they do. It goes a long way. Give them the respect that they deserve as a man outside your own expectations for them. Don't judge them based on your expectations. Okay. This means performance. You know, performance must not diminish their value in relationship. No, it must not. And they need encouragement, not condemnation. So even when it seems as if a man is not measuring up, there is a way you approach the issue. There is a way you talk to him. There is a way you talk about his past contributions, his past achievements, such that you don't stand in a place of condemnation. You don't stand in a place of, you know, making him feel little or nothing. You don't stand in the place of comparing with others, but you stand in a place of encouraging him, so that even when he's seen himself as a cat, your words can make him to begin to see himself as a lion, and he goes out there roar.
That is so.
Whether you're a wife, whether you are a son or a daughter, you just need to give him the respect that he deserves, and then you need to encourage him by actions and by words.
Okay, so give them respect and encourage them by actions and your words. If you're a woman and you're listening to tonight's show, remember that we need to give our men the respect, and we also need to encourage them in our actions and in our words. And talking about that, how about the if the man is not giving you the room, or even the man is, you know, not even giving a room, an opportunity for people around him to show him respect, or to show him to encourage him with words? Or if sometimes, you know, some women would say, I've encouraged him enough, I'm tired of encouraging him, you know, something like that. How about that?
Well, you can't be tired. We all have our crosses to carry.
Okay.
And, you know, you just continue. You never get tired of somebody that you love, you know, because he's in your life because you love him. He's in your life as a father because you love him. He's in your life as a husband because you love him. And love does not run out. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love will always find a way.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't get tired.
So love, it will always find a way. Women, remember, if you are also a sister to a son in the house, love will always find a way. Respect that brother of yours. Strong families are built when support flows both ways. So it's from the man to everyone, and from everyone also to the man. So it has to flow, you know, that support has to flow both ways. And I want to say to every man listening tonight, you are more than your income, you are more than your achievements, you are more than your responsibilities, and of course your well-being matters too. Men, your well-being matters too. You know, sometimes you might be you might just want to feel you're strong, but your well-being matters to everyone in your family. And on that note, I want to say that I'm going to play this music, go on another break, and that music is going to be the music of the legends, Michael Jackson, You're Not Alone. So men, you're not alone. Stay with us if you're still listening to us on Radio Africana, and we'll be right back after this music break, You're Not Alone by Michael Jackson.
The day is gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be?
It's still the family room, and we've been talking about men. And like that song, I'm not alone to talk about men. I still have Remy Olatunde, and we're back for the final reflection and the closing of the show. It's been an amazing time with you, Remy, today. Thanks. It's a lot that you've given to us. I think people should just go back to watch, you know, after the show today. They should just go back. Maybe when they come back from church or from anywhere they come, when they come back from church tomorrow, they need to go back and, you know, watch on my YouTube channel and, you know, or listen back on radio, you know, because it is... we're just trying to say that men are not alone in this world. You've got people, you've got family, you need to ask for help. So now I want to ask you, the pressure to provide, you know, is what we've been talking about. And remember, everyone listening, remember to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Instagram, and of course on Facebook. And follow me also on Facebook and Instagram is Fakemi Bangbushe, and on TikTok I'm FK Mighty. And also remember to go on Fakemi Bangbushe TV on YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and of course put on your notification button. So I want to ask you, what is one lesson every young man should learn about success? What is that one lesson they should?
If there is one lesson every young man should learn about success, is this. Understand that success is a poor foundation for identity. How do I mean? Achievements are valuable. Yeah, no doubt about that. But they are not a reliable measure of your worth. Career can change. Businesses can fail. Money can come and go. Recognitions can fade. So, if your entire sense of self is built on success, every setback will be a personal collapse. That is just the truth. A healthier approach is to build your identity on character rather than status. One, on purpose rather than on popularity. It is more on integrity rather than on image. And then on growth rather than compassion. Character, purpose, integrity, and growth, they are very solid measures. Okay? Many young men spend years chasing success only to discover that success alone does not guarantee peace, does not guarantee fulfillment, does not guarantee strong relationships or good health. So, at the end of the day, your character, your purpose, integrity, and then the path for growth, these are things that are worth building your life, your identity on.
Okay. So I will just summarize it. You've said that men should build their identity on character, on purpose, integrity, and growth, and nothing else. Men out there, if you're listening, stop chasing the shadows. Remember that your identity should be the first thing you build. It's not about success, it's not about how much money you've got in your bank. If you lose your identity in the when you are even chasing that, you see that a lot of people will go away from your life, or you will never have peace of mind. So, but you know, we've talked about pressure, you know, so what are the practical steps that men can take to manage pressure in a healthy way?
Managing pressure in a healthy way, you know. Managing pressure doesn't mean eliminating it anyway. Most men, we always carry responsibilities, whether you like it, whether it is family, whether it is work, whether it is finances, whether it's in the place of leadership or personal goals. The key is learning to carry those responsibilities without allowing them to consume you. So when you talk about practical steps, you can look at the place of building a trusted support system for yourself. Okay, you look at learning how to separate your worth from your performance. It's very important. That way you are not under pressure constantly, even when you fall short in the place of performance. You need to take care of your physical health. Very important. Many men don't take care of their physical. It is when it is too late that they start running helter-skelter, because they are always thinking about how to fix this, how to fix that in every other person's life. Talk about your problems before they become crisis to you.
And of course, you know, this is why I've said that a lot of women in the months, they'll go to the spa, they will go to this, they will go make their hair, they will go do their nails, they will go do everything, they'll go take care of themselves. But men, even some men don't even have time to buy a good roll-on. Some men don't have time to buy good. Some men, I know, they are used to the body sprays, the perfumes and everything. But some men don't even have time to. How many times have you gone to do a pedicure? You will not even bother about it.
Let me tell you a funny part of this. There are some husbands that eventually it is their wives, the women that go shopping for them, the women that take care of whatever it is. That. So when you say men don't have time, because they are busy chasing provision. They are busy chasing provision. They are busy thinking.
I want to believe we need to do a lot of things for men. We just need to. And so what would you like families to remember about the men in their lives? In 1 minute, what would you like families to remember about the men in their lives?
I want families to remember this, that men are not gods. They are not machines either. They are first humans before assuming the roles of husbands or fathers or brothers or uncles and all. So why they are out there trying their best to be all they are expected to be, there will be days when things will not go as planned. There will be days that they will fall short. But they need the strength that is provided by the whole family to move under the weight of expectation. That way, they survive. That way, they get up. That can only happen through love and understanding. So please, my appeal is this. Help us by lending us your own strength in love.
We will try. If you open your arms and you embrace it, we will try. And to everyone that have listened, thank you so much for everything that you've said to us tonight. I wish we have time. And we will definitely invite you again on this show. And like Remy said, men are first human. They are not gods, they are not machines. And men, he said, should build character, they should build purpose, build integrity, and of course, build their growth. That is what men should build, so that they will become strong men. And tonight we have been reminded that strength is not pretending everything is fine, I don't need help. Strength is recognizing when you need support. Strength is being honest. Strength is allowing yourself to be human. And of course, I would just say, let's take this away. Like Remy has said, check on the men in your life. Appreciate their efforts. Encourage healthy conversations, you know. Encourage it. He said we should encourage our men. Remember that emotional well-being matters for everyone. Everyone, including children. But we're talking about men now. And of course, create homes where men can be supported and not just depended upon. Thank you so much. It's a wrap on tonight's show on Family Room. Thank you so much, Remy. Thank you for joining us on this show tonight.
Thank you for having me. It was
thank
fun.
You. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. And thank you to my producer again today. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back again next Saturday where we're going to be talking more. And I'm going to have another man join us to talk about men. So from me, Fakemi Bangbushe, I say enjoy your evening and enjoy the new week that is starting from tomorrow. Bye for now.
Shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone. No.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt,
and when nobody's around,
they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember that.
Just remember.
Yeah.